So the last member of Jeff Scott's coaching staff was Bobby Bentley. He is going to be the wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator. We get into that group, of course, but the background. First of all, he has been a coach since 1990 in the high school ranks in South Carolina at Burns High School, ended up leading them to four state championships, four in a row, from 2002 to 2005. Probably helped land him the head coaching job at Presbyterian there in South Carolina, which happens to be Bentley's alma mater. Presbyterian was just starting up into the FCS rank. He took over that first year in the FCS ranks, and they went 10 and 13, all sorts of great offensive numbers. That got him a job as an offensive analyst at Auburn for a couple of years. Then he went back to South Carolina on Will Muschamp's staffs the last 5 years. Quarterback for a couple of those years, none other than his son, Jake Bentley, who, as you'll catch in this interview, taking advantage of the NCAA rules to play one more season. Actually, last year, 2020, he was a grad transfer quarterback at Utah. You'll find out where he's going to be. He has five children with his wife, Paulette. And speaking of family, what a great addition to the Bulls family.
Really, really honored to be joined by a new member of Jeff Scott's staff, Bobby Bentley. It's so cool to say that everyone knows about Jeff Scott's ties back to Clemson, South Carolina, but this particular coach has even more extensive ties than that. Before we examine those, Coach Bentley, thanks for joining me, and how are you settling into Tampa Bay these days?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a great transition, and my family's enjoying Tampa. I'm enjoying Tampa, and everybody's happy, and it's a great place to live and a great place to work.
So when you mentioned the family, I know you have five kids. Paulette, it looks like you guys just had an anniversary. So is pretty much everybody down here? I know they're spread around the country, but have they all got to enjoy it at least?
They have. Shuler, the one that just got married, he got married July 3rd in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Sure.
He coaches at Coastal Carolina. He's not been able to see the house, hasn't been able to see Tampa yet, but all the others have. And they love the house. They love the neighborhood. They love the area. And it's been a great time of for the family to be able to be in a new place, and especially a place like Tampa.
And it looks like, even before you got here, that one big thing with your family and you personally was you somewhat enjoy fishing. I take it that this area will be okay for that?
Oh, yeah. We were able to get out last week and enjoy the bay. And Jake, our second oldest son, was able to come down and hang out with us because he's in Mobile, Alabama now. He's playing his last year of eligibility at South Alabama. So
wow.
He was able to come down and fish for us, or fish with us. And it was a great day for us. Emily, my daughter, caught a flounder. And they say flounder is not very prevalent in the Tampa area. Matter of fact, the guy that we were with had to pull out the rule book to know whether we could keep him or not.
Okay.
So we were able to get a few fillets out of that flounder. But we had a really great day. We caught 42 fish last Saturday, and it really added some great memories to the family with Emily catching a lot, and my youngest son, Brooks, he caught a 31-inch snook. So Tampa's been good to us so far.
And I promise the football questions begin next, but being a big seafood guy, I don't know, is catfish the thing in South Carolina? And you do have to get used to grouper here. I hope you understand that.
Well, I can assure you that flounder was a lot better than that South Carolina catfish. we eat little catfish up in South Carolina, and some, the crappie probably is best crappie, maybe is how some people say it.
Yep.
It's not as good as the seafood here, I can assure you that.
Yep, you're right about that. So you are going to be the wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator. Speaking of Jeff Scott and wide receivers coach, we're talking with Bobby Bentley, whose first job at his alma mater as a college head coach, Presbyterian in South Carolina. You had to hire a staff. Tell everybody who you went for as your wide receivers coach. I just find this fascinating.
Well, it was my first hire. I've been watching. I had known the Scott family for a while because I was fascinated with it, you know, Coach Brad Scott's offense when he was at Florida State. So I was fascinated with the fast, you know, the old wide open style of offense. And then he was, coaching at South Carolina, and I went to a lot of his coaches' clinics and, you know, liked the way he liked to spread the ball around. And so I was familiar with Brad Scott, and watching Jeff as a young coach in South Carolina. They had just won the state championship, and I think Jeff was like 20, 5 years old at the time, maybe the youngest head coach to win a state championship in our state, you know, watched his teams play and just what a great guy he is. And me and him hit it off from day one, and he was my first hire at PC, and hired him as a receiver coach. And, you know, basically he and I, you know, ran the offense, and just that relationship has lasted since then. And we've always been close, and, you know, always talked about if we could ever work together again, because, you know, he left PC to go to Clemson to be able to work with his dad. And, you know, that just makes a special bond to me, knowing I'd love to work with my boys one day.
That is just amazing. But got to ask, you know, for people that were interested, what Jeff Scott was like back then. Obviously, you mentioned his father. Could you tell back then that he was going to be head coaching material one of these days?
Oh, 100%. All you got to do is spend a few minutes with him. And, you know, he's had a bunch of All-Americans at Clemson, and I think he's got 11 NFL players, receivers that are in the NFL now. But, you know, his first All-American was his first year coaching college football was Terrence Butler.
Yeah.
We know him as T-Bird back in South Carolina. And that was his first All-American. So his, you know, first year coaching in college, he had an All-American. And in one game, we passed for over 640 yards, which is like an NCAA record. But we were in transition, so it's hard to keep record of it. But if you go back and watch that game, we had over 600 yards in one game. And at the time, that was a national record. But he's had success in every level. And he's just a special person, not only in football, but just, you know, his personality and the way he loves people.
You know, I would say that it probably wasn't hard that hard of a sales job to get you to join a staff down here. But then again, you know, you're and your family, obviously, kind of entrenched in that whole Carolina area. I know you were a couple years with Auburn, but was that tough to leave South Carolina, or relatively easy considering the circumstances?
Well, with the circumstances, you know, when you end up getting a transition of a coach being, you know, dismissed, and you kind of looking around for jobs.
Sure.
It didn't take me long to know that when Jeff called me, I needed to be at South Florida and be on his staff.
And you, speaking of the staff, looked like you guys were hanging out as we were taping this on a Friday. Was it last night when everybody got together? How has your experiences been with your actual coaching and new football family?
Oh, it's been great. We truly have a great staff. And I know everybody says that cliche, especially in the off season during the talking season. Everybody talks about how good their staff is.
Talking season, I like that.
And, you know, the thing is with this staff, though, that I think is a little bit different is, you know, it seems like everybody's hungry. Nobody's kind of stuck in their ways, if that's the right way to say it. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's hungry. Everybody communicates about recruiting. And sometimes guys become independent contractors at this level. I've seen it myself and kind of work on their own position and don't really team recruit. But I think what Jeff's trying to do is do the team recruiting concept, and we've got a bunch of great guys. I love being in our meeting room with Coach Weiss, our offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. And we got a great young running backs coach with Cam Akin. He brings a lot to the table. And our offensive line coach, Alan Mogridge, is as good as I've ever been around. You know, he played tight end. He's coached running backs. He's coached tight ends. He's got a well-rounded mind to be an offensive line coach. And he's fun to talk with as well. And then I coached Xavier Dye in high school, so I know what he brings to the table as a tight ends coach and what a great young coach he is. And honestly, it's one of the reasons why I like being here is the meeting room. There's not a lot of egos. We all share ideas. You know, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Well, being around all of those guys, Coach Mo especially, but all of them, I can back you up on everything you just said. And I don't want to take up too much of your time because we will once we get into camp, but that's going to be my last question. So kind of what do you catch as the vibe, especially from Jeff, expectations-wise and enthusiasm-wise and anticipation-wise perhaps as we get close to camp?
You know, I'm kind of new. So, you know, just being able to watch everything, it just seems like things are a lot better now than they were a year ago. I think there's a lot more spirit. There's a lot more camaraderie. Just again, based on what the coaches and the players tell me, you know, I had the receivers over to the house the other day, and it just seems like they all care about one another, maybe in a level that wasn't there last year. I think we've got really good talent in the wide receiver room. We've got a lot of speed. We've got a lot of kids that run well. Probably more than, you know, we had at South Carolina from a receiver speed standpoint, from a numbers, you know, overall numbers standpoint. We've got a lot of speed and guys that can run. I think that, you know, the guys are excited. They're hungry. I'm looking forward to the season. I know the staff and the team are, and I just hope that we can continue to benefit and build off this excitement that we're having right now.
Well, as for yours truly, after hearing you say that, and I'm sure everybody that's a Bulls fan listening now, we're even more excited for the upcoming camp and then eventually season. Really glad that you're here, Coach Bentley. Thanks for the time on Bulls Beat.
Thank you.